Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. And we have just added some more seats to our first ever show at the beautiful Mann Center in Philadelphia, and that's on July 9th. And be sure to check out How to Do Everything. This week, Mike and Ian tell you how to make your cat the most beautiful cat in the world.
Aww.
Hello there. You're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, I'm Chris Brown from Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
How you doing, Chris? What do you do there in Chapel Hill?
Oh, I'm a student, and I also have a video production company.
And is it at the UNC Chapel Hill?
Yeah, at the UNC, yeah, North Carolina.
Well, that's good. It sounds like you're a busy guy there. I want to welcome you to the show, Chris. Bill Curtis is going to read three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two limericks, you are a winner. And here now is your first limerick.
The caffeine and crushed ice are a trappuccino. Our new drinks are just sugary papuccinos. We blend and we stir up 12 ounces of syrup. You'll get sugar shock drinking our
Frappuccino.
Frappuccino it is, well.
Frappuccino. Starbucks has unveiled its new Frappuccino summer menu, and it looks like what picnic ants would write if you asked them to invent a new food pyramid. Flavors include red velvet cake, cotton candy, caramel cocoa cluster, cinnamon roll, lemon bar, and honey nut clusters of heroin. The drinks are offered in sizes grande, vente, and type 2 diabetes. Here is your next limerick.
Dads don't want a Norm Mailer gift, nor oars from some old sailor's shift. On this Dada's Day-Day, give albums by Tay-Tay, because fathers sure love...
Taylor Swift,
you are smart.
Taylor Swift, wow. Indeed.
Very good.
13-year-old girls aren't the only ones who love Taylor Swift. According to John Kovach at the University of Rochester's Institute of Pop Music, Taylor is a big hit with dads, too. Kovach knows this because he interviewed a real dad, John Kovach. When asked to assess the scholarship in question, John Kovach's employer, the University of Rochester, said, "You are never, ever, ever getting back your tenure." And here now is the last limerick.
Of all ladies, the Dolly is fond. He hopes karma will duly respond. Reborn in Tibet, he might be a brunette, but he thinks he'll come back as a...
Llama?
As a blonde!
Blonde, oh.
He thinks he'll come back as a blonde. Traditionally, the Dalai Lama is reincarnated as a young boy. But this time around, His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama is threatening to come back as a, quote, mischievous blonde woman. He told that to the Times of London. Supporters have already created a Facebook page for, quote, the blonde Dalai Lama. And dads everywhere are eagerly awaiting the arrival of Her Holiness Taylor Swift Lama. Bill, how did Chris do?
He still got 2 out of 3, so you won, Chris. Good for you.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Goodbye.